This episode was made possible by a grant from Virginia Humanities. It takes place during the 2022 Nottoway Powwow.
And now, are you ready to pick out some beads to hang from? Okay, go for it.
I'm Shauna Aguirre, and I'm a citizen of the Nottoway Indian Tribe of Virginia.
Dream catchers, I think that there are several tribes that claim the origin of the craft, and Nottoway is not one of them, to my knowledge. But it has become a kind of universal symbol of Native American crafting and art. And this circle, so the circle of life is that things are born and things die, and this is how the world works, right? This is how life works. And so that's what this circle represents, and the sun and the moon. The important part is to have the beads, at least one bead inside, because that is a recognition of a creator, the creator of the web, and in a kind of macro sense, the creator of the circle of life, which the dream catcher represents. So a lot of dream catchers do leave that part out, but I think that's actually a pretty special element to acknowledge that there is a creator, right? However you interpret it. Did you decide which bead you want?
Talara. I heard that all of bad dreams go away by the sun.
Well, I think there are a lot of ways that dream catchers have meaning for people, and I think that's an excellent one. Some people say that dream catchers catch bad dreams, but dream catchers can actually just catch bad ideas and catch them and get rid of them, or they can catch really good ideas and hold on to them, right? So you can make your dream catcher work the way that you need it to work. So there are a lot of different dream catcher legends and origin stories. But I think the principle of it is kind of universal, right? Which is that we want to have a way of feeling like we are in sync or understand things that are kind of difficult to explain or to understand. And so dream catchers give us a way of creatively expressing, you know, the complications of dreams and ideas, nightmares and even bad thoughts. And it gives us a way of kind of, I don't want to say recycling them, but like of putting them away, you know? And so I think, you know, there's a, I don't want to say it's spiritual with a small s, in that you can look at them and say, for all of the negative thoughts I have, I'm going to allow them to go through and be filtered by this very positive piece of artistic expression. And for the good thoughts, you can say, I want to keep all of these positive thoughts, like all of the positive thoughts I have today, you know, being out here with so many people who have such good energy and good intentions and really are celebrating our common humanity and the heritage of Native Americans and respecting the traditions of our people. Those are great thoughts that I do hope get caught in her dream catcher.